producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Walking back into your mind, this is the Doug Steffen Good Day Program with a hello to Megan Reed and Marietta Anschutz, who are Facebook friends. Kenny's following them, and 7 or 8 or 9 or 10 or 11, or I don't know how many thousand people following on Facebook, facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show. Joy Brown, the doctor, is in the house.
Yay!
Is here with us. She's been here this week, done a nice job trying to keep Roberta Fasanelli in check. Not an easy job to do, but the two of them are like sort of strange bedfellows, even though that's not really what they are, but you know what I mean.
I don't think we're either strange or bedfellows.
Really?
That.
Oh, yeah. Oh, speaking of beds, Richie, there's actually a scientific reason why you ought not to make your bed. So all of you who refuse to do what your mother told you to do, you slobs, can keep on slobbing. That's it. Right. Keep slobbing on.
Keep on slobbing.
I've never been. I've been taught. Meredith makes the bed when she's in it. She pulls all of the covers up, and then everything gets squared off that way.
She like slides out after everything is all squared off.
And she can't stand anything not to be made up and fixed and clean and all that sort of thing. I've, however, on the other side, I kind of used to make my bed. But I guess I'm going to stop doing that because according to the information you passed along, Roberta, this is a bad thing for mites. Sounds to me like a job for Cedarside, actually. So you want to tell us the story based on this university study? Apparently not much going on at this university.
It's the University School of Architecture.
Yes.
I don't think it would have been agriculture, but it was architecture.
Right.
You know, mites, those little things that eat your pieces of your skin
They crawl into your ear, up your nose.
But you can't even see them. They're almost microscopic.
Almost.
They
look like crustaceans, though. You see the microscopic copies. They look like lobsters. They're really nasty.
Little crustaceans.
Nasty.
And actually, that's what they cause allergies. The dust mites cause allergies. And it's not the mites themselves. It's the mite poop.
Yeah.
That causes the allergy.
Mite poop.
And what happens is they're looking for water. So, you know, when you're in bed, of course, you sweat during the night.
Yeah.
Even if you don't think you're sweating, you are. And you're breathing, and it causes moisture. And all that gets into your bed sheets, and the mites just love it. They go, ooh, lunch. We've got water. We've got skin particles. We've got little pieces of hair. We've got other stuff in this bed.
I think that's called anthropomorphizing.
That may be, you're right.
Delicious.
Tell anyone. Joy. Does anybody even know what she's talking about? That means applying human characteristics to things that are not
dust
human.
Dust mites, yes.
Yeah, right. Dust mites are not hardly human.
The boy mites. Oh, let's make baby mites.
I'm reading the numbers here. Listen to this. You ready for your breakfast?
Everybody.
Go ahead.
The average human sheds about 40,000 skin cells per minute.
That's what dust is, by the way. If you didn't know that.
Dust is your skin
coming off.
And the average bed is home to, you ready?
Yeah.
6 billion
mites.
Dust mites.
There you go.
Billion. So change your sheets.
Where's the Cedarside when we need
billion.
It? Give me some Cedarside.
So if you leave your bed unmade, what happens is all this moisture evaporates and the mites go, oh, I'm so thirsty.
Don't make your bed.
That's
and if your mother says, what's the story? You say, I'm protecting you and us from mites.
But you see, I have to make mine because mine is my second desk.
All right. Spread everything all over.
How about if you just take like a hair dryer and put it on high and dry your bed off before you make it?
Actually, my thing is, especially when I'm in New York City, is a huge bottle of spray alcohol. I spray the bottom of my shoes. I spray my feet in the summer when I wear sandals. Mm-hmm. I spray the floors of the house. I spray the bed. I spray everything with alcohol. I'm an alcohol queen. I spray the doorknobs in the apartment building. I spray the banisters.
For Bernie's queen,
no wonder you get sick all the time.
Right.
All right. As long as we have this is an interesting combo, because Joy came from New Orleans and works in New York, been there for a long, long time, and Roberta grew up in New York, but now has a home in New Orleans, so the two of them are simpatico. So let's move to New Orleans for the big story of the day down there. Six people have filed a class action lawsuit against the district court in New Orleans, accusing judges there and court officials of running an illegal scheme in which poor people are jailed indefinitely if they fall behind on payments of court fees. Sounds like debtor's prison to me.
Wow.
Accusations of funding criminal justice systems by fining poor defendants receiving growing attention, partly because of the protests going on for the same reason in Ferguson, Missouri, where another suit has been filed that's pretty much the same. So I guess what one would get out of this is we've got a bunch of bigots running the city of New Orleans. That's pretty much what I get out of that.
Duh.
Anybody else getting? Yeah, thank you. Okay. And now to the other bigoted story of the week.
Mm-hmm.
The story of Ahmed Mohammed. I pronounce it Ahmed. I don't know what the different spelling is.
Oh, the kid with the clock?
Ahmed, yeah, right.
Clock boy.
So now, this week started pretty awfully for this kid. Texas high school freshman brought a clock to school, made on his own over the weekend. He was arrested for what they thought was a bomb, and they were wrong. And so now, as the week comes to a close, his face and name have been splashed everywhere across the country. Regular media, social media, thousands and thousands of messages of encouragement pouring in. So Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg wants him to come visit with him. President Obama says come to the White House. The guy who runs Twitter offered him an internship.
Huh.
And now Google executives say they are reserving him a spot at their science fair. MIT wants him to come visit the campus.
Yeah.
And then his family says, yeah, that'll all happen as soon as we get him out of this high school. So, you know what I see?
And ISIS said, come on over.
But you know what? This is a very good
lesson. That was not politically correct.
What are we expecting?
I'm sorry.
Roberta? Yeah, don't be sorry. It's okay. With Donald Trump, Obama last night, this guy gets up at the town hall meeting in New Hampshire and says, we all know Obama's a Muslim.
Wait a minute. Roberta and Joy, have you heard the comment from the... from the person last night at the...
That they said he was a Muslim and he wasn't born in America.
Mm-hmm.
And Trump just
you
let
heard
it go.
Roberta?
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
I heard about it.
I want to hear their reaction.
Go ahead. Play the audio. Play the audio.
Okay. All right. Let's start with this group right over here. Come on. Okay. This man. I like this guy.
I want from White Plains. Amen. Okay. Problem in this country. It's called Muslims. We know our current president is one.
Right.
You know he's not even an American.
We need this
first
question.
But anyway, we have training camps growing where they want to kill us.
Mm-hmm.
That's my question. When can we get rid of it?
We're going to be looking at a lot of different things. And, you know, a lot of people are saying that, and a lot of people are saying...
You hear the same old baloney from Trump. But he said...
So he's taking heat this morning for not...
Not the president.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But well, he should have said, look, he's the president, all that's, you know, in the past. I mean, he could have even kept up his stupid birthing thing, but to just let it go.
Yeah. Doesn't look good.
This has been examined now, you know, ad nauseum.
How do you respond to a guy like that? But these guys are pro.
You know what you do? You laugh hilariously and say, what amazing sense of humor you have, and just ignore him.
That's beautiful.
Spoken by Dr. Joy Brown.
You do what John McCain did in 2008. You tell him that that's not true, and you move on.
Yep. But he didn't do that.
McCain said he's a good family man. We disagree about almost everything.
Policy. Yeah.
But, you know.
Right. Yeah.
He's a good man. Yep.
Yeah. So, anyway...
training camp, this guy was a lunatic.
Well, no, supposedly I got a call from somebody who told me he had a training camp of Muslims 10 miles down the road from him or something.
And you look at retired Colonel Alan West, who's a former congressman. He's got an art. I just did a quick search on it.
Yeah.
And expecting all the crackpot stuff. But then there's Colonel Alan West saying, you know, this is a problem.
Hmm. Well,
we'll see.
Exactly. Figure it out on your own. 16 past the hour on Good Day. In a moment, we have the story of a pilot for Air Canada who had to divert a flight. The reason for it and the story behind it in a moment on Good Day.
Flu season starts with all kinds of symptoms. At Walmart, we can help you be prepared before they show up with products like Mucinex to help relieve chest congestion and Delsym to help silence coughs for 12 hours. You'll also want to be ready with Sudafed PE to relieve sinus congestion and pressure, and Motrin for body aches and to reduce fever. So don't wait until the symptoms have already started. Be prepared for flu season this year. Stock up on everything you need at Walmart.
Use all products as directed.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Summer's here, and a great way to get into the spirit is with a fresh coat of paint on your favorite room.
It's easy and affordable. To help get you started, our friends at Sherwin-Williams can provide expert advice, from the latest in paint trends to choosing the right color and simple cleanup tips. The Sherwin-Williams experts have you covered for painting success. Simply walk into one of their 4,000 stores and ask for a Sherwin-Williams professional, or go to SherwinWilliams.com. And don't forget to sign up for their Paint Perks benefits to save every day.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Your local pharmacist is also a Health Mart pharmacist, and they're not like other pharmacists.
After Mom's surgery, I was overwhelmed, but I was so relieved. Her Health Mart pharmacist was there to help. They explained her medication and even delivered to her house. Mom got the personal service she needed, and I got something even better. Peace of mind.
Visit HealthMart.com to find a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
All right, where's the Queen of Cheap intro, Richie? Let's get at it.
Queen of Cheap intro, hold on.
Queen of Cheap intro, Roberta Fasanelli, has today's special deals.
The Queen of Cheap.
Get the details at the Pennsylvania Times.
GregStephan.com. Roberta Fasanelli.
Let's go, Roberta.
Okay, we got some secrets for you today. If you shop big box retailers, maybe you notice every time you go into the store, it looks different. You say, well, this used to be here, and it's not here anymore, so what gives? Well, if you shop at Target, there's a really good reason for it, because they mark down specific things on specific days. They actually do have a schedule, and that's why sometimes you'll see stuff piled up in the middle of the aisles there with specials on them. So what we've done here at DougStephan.com, just for you, to say, save money, we've put together the schedule so you know what is marked down when.
Yeah.
For instance, at Target on Monday, electronics, accessories, kids' clothing, books, baby and stationery. Tuesday, you got women's clothing, pets, market stuff, food items. Wednesdays, you've got men's clothing. Thursdays, you've got housewares. Fridays, you've got auto and cosmetics and jewelry. We have the entire list for you at the Better Living section at DougStephan.com. Save money!
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
If you're like me, you're concerned about the stock market and the economy. You're asking the questions, but it just doesn't seem that you're getting the right answers. Well, my friends at the Wealth Preservation Institute not only have the answers, but they put together a free report, How to Survive the Upcoming Economic Collapse and Protect Your 401ks, IRA Savings, and Retirement Income. Don't hesitate. This report's for free for a limited time by calling 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. Take back your financial lives today.
Who's gonna drive you home?
Let's go back. Because this part of the program in every hour has a musical focus, and a couple times a week we dust off a top five list from one of the last 25 years or so. Going back to 1984, this week in 84, The Cars. We're here with a great pop tune that I get, goosebumps. I think it's because I was so clever when the Cars came out. I started a rumor that the Cars and the Police were going to get together and form a new group called the
Police Cars.
Hey! Why are those things so silly? Why do they tickle me?
7 years old.
All right. Oh. So anyway, The Cars and Drive, number five this week in 1984. Number four belonged to Tina Turner. What's love got to do with it?
Secondhand
emotion.
Yeah, I love it.
This lady knows how to sing a song. I think she rivaled Whitney Houston in many ways.
Did you ever see her in concert?
I saw her. You watch her, you don't see her.
She moved her head better than anybody I ever saw in my life. I mean, everybody can dance, right?
Rivals Whitney Houston, how?
Yeah, I think she has a voice that's comparable to Whitney Houston's in many ways.
Very different kind of voice.
Very different. She doesn't have the range.
Certainly glad I expressed my opinion and didn't get attacked. Very impressive. Thank you.
Were you born in Hawaii?
That encouraged me to express. That'll teach me to express myself. All right. So from that, let's see what we're going to do with Cyndi Lauper, who's number three this week.
To Whitney Houston.
Yeah. No, she's very unique. I'm a big fan of Cyndi Lauper's.
Shebop!
Number three.
Roberta and I saw her at Jazz Fest a few years ago. She was blues set.
Really?
And she worked in all of them.
Unreal.
She was great.
And she won a Tony.
Did she? Yeah. What's she doing on Broadway?
Kinky Boots. Kinky Boots.
And now she's working on a country album.
Yeah, she's very
talented.
She's
great. She's an ageless.
She is. Yep.
Huge amount of energy.
She reminds me of that girl that's on NCIS. What's her name? Polly Perrette.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, a little quirky.
Yeah, a little quirky.
Here's another one that compares to Whitney Houston.
This is Prince. Maybe not
really. One of the top five albums of all time, Purple Rain.
I mean, yeah, that's because there's so many great singles that came out of it.
Yeah, everything.
Yeah. Hi, this is Prince and Let's Go Crazy, number two this week in 1984. So that brings us around to number one. Kind of syrupy. Is he an Englishman, John Waite?
Yes. From the Babies.
Yeah. Oh, is he? Number one this week in 1984. So the review of the Cars and Drive, number five. Tina Turner, What's Love Got to Do It, number four. Cyndi Lauper's Shebop, number three. Prince, Let's Go Crazy, number two. And John Waite, Missing You, number one this week, 1984. We were just talking a little bit about Cyndi Lauper, the talent she has, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I was looking at a list of women and what they're making on television. The highest paid female actress on TV is? Anybody want to take a guess?
No, we should know this.
Sofia Vergara.
Oh, yeah.
Last year made $28.5 million, same as her co-host, Kaylee, is it Cuoco Sweeting? How does she pronounce that name?
No, that's not it.
Is that almost obscene?
Family,
I mean, is that almost, you know, I mean...
What is that show called? Family
She's
Matters
on,
Middle.
No,
they're
on
Big Bang Theory.
Oh, they're Big Bang and Sophia's on Modern Family. That's it. Okay.
Right.
But they both get the same amount of cash.
Wow.
Julie Bowen gets is number three. What is she in? $12 million.
She's in the same
Modern Family.
Modern Family.
Ellen Pompeo, 11.5. What is she in?
She's in the surgery one that all the my wife watches.
And Mariska Hargitay from Law and Order, 11.5 as well. Juliana Margulies has 10.5, so those are the top earners. Amy Poehler, 10.5 as well.
They still don't make nearly as much
as men. No, they don't.
Pain and no gain. This is Dr. Chambers on call, keeping you healthy without the dreaded copay. Picture this. You're 30-something, and you go to the gym for the first time in ages. Your best friends forever are there as they wear during the months you weren't, but you're you. Meaning, whatever they can do, you can do better. So you pump the iron, and you pump, and you pump. Hours later, you're in agony. Every muscle aches. You think you're gonna die. Next, your pee turns dark. Now you're heading into rhabdo land, as in rhabdomyolysis. Meaning, you've messed up your muscles so much, they're starting to damage your kidneys. DCOC advice? God invented pain to stop us doing stupid stuff. In other words, when you're at the gym and your body's hurting, stop. If you haven't worked out for a while, whether you're 20 or 50, ease into it over days to weeks. Otherwise, it's just pain and no gain. This is Dr. Chambers on Call. You can follow me on my website, drchambersoncall.com.
Got a lot on your to-do list? Now, during Kubota's Power to Do Great Things sales event, get a great deal on an L3301 or 3901 tractor with a live continuous running rear PTO. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years, and great customer instant rebates when you buy a new L3301 or 3901 and two implements. Now through September 30th, 2015. Call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about cost and terms. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline.
If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Nice note to my personal banker who's just fixed a problem for me. I like it. Personal bankers are fun and important to have. You don't find many of them with most of the banks around today. They're happy to show you the door instead of show you some service.
But we have a credit union, a local credit union.
Yeah, credit unions are great.
I've got the direct number to my person. Yep. She calls me. It's great.
And I get an email. I need to do this, that, or the other thing. I just say, go ahead, thank you, and that's it. No worries. The European refugee crisis will be the focus of a conversation we'll have in a few minutes with Dr. Harlan Ullman, who has played a major role in the formulation of policy in Washington when it comes to the Middle East. So we'll get his expertise on that in a few minutes. Dr. Joy Brown, speaking of expertise, along with Roberta Fasanelli on the Good Day program. Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. I'm going later on this morning to Chicago because this is the weekend of Farm Aid. It's been going on for 30 years. I've never been to one. If anybody's qualified to be interested in Farm Aid, guess it's me, having been a farmer all my life and a broadcaster, put the two together.
Use some aid.
Yeah, I could use a little of that too. Thanks, Richie. All right, so, as long as we're talking about farming.
If it was really cold, it would be cool Farm Aid.
It is Chicago.
I'm sorry. That was police car.
You know, you're a guest here.
I'm sorry. Please.
No, you're not.
What? That was
not really.
It actually was.
Kind of.
No.
I just leave the police cars going, Joe. You can ask them.
Okay.
I just like cool farming.
You're right.
Like,
no, you know what?
Like, all right.
You're one of the...
I like farm.
A breath
play.
Of
yes.
fresh air. Joy Brown is a joy and a breath of fresh air. I've heard from lots of people this week who are very happy to have you here, and they wish that you would be here all the time. And I said, A, she doesn't like getting up that early, and B, I can't afford it. So... either or both of those things. That doesn't mean it won't happen.
Well, thank you, but it's nice to be wanted. I've had a great time. I'm looking forward to sleeping in. But, really? You know, I'm always here as a backup for you.
I know you are.
I'm your, yeah, I'll be your backup.
All right, and you can be back.
You and I should do the show for Doug sometimes. It's just like a bag.
Yeah. I got a headache just thinking about that. I'm going to be gone. I am going to start taking time off, so who knows what that'll create. All right, anyway.
I would suggest if you want to get any commercials in, don't let them do it.
Oh.
Now, look, that's not true. Both of us are professionals.
Yeah.
Both of us always
know
our mark.
Joy has the same kind of commercial that I do. She has to do live stuff.
Yeah. On her show, she does, Great job.
All right, so let's do, let's focus on farming. This is one of the most frustrating, annoying stories of the week, and I'm betting many of you have not heard about this, and because this program has an agricultural focus, even though I do a program that's now heard, what, Richie, we got 60 stations, 60-some-odd stations with that show, the American Family Farmer,
yep,
somewhere in that vicinity. So I take an hour a week to talk about the issues that family farmers are frustrated by and try to find examples or solutions to problems, and you can check it out. I think we have a page for it at DougStephan.com, don't we? And then there's the website for American Family Farmer, I believe, is also.
Yes.
There. Okay, so anyway.
Correct.
We're going to go to Farm Aid. It should be a lot of fun. They raise each year, I don't know, I think last year, $54 million. It's along the same lines monetarily as usually muscular dystrophy. It's in that league, $50, $60 million bucks that it gets distributed to farms around the country that are having trouble. And frankly, if you're in the dairy business, there are not many people doing cows that aren't in trouble, but there are a lot of other people who have problems as well. So this is a great way. Kenny and I were... I've tried to get Willie Nelson on any number of times, and it hasn't worked for whatever the reason. But I'm going to try to corner him when we're there tomorrow. The thought is what's most important here. He and John Mellencamp are friends, and Neil Young, and they put the idea together. But this has been going on 30 years.
Yeah.
They've been doing
it. How do they actually make money now? I remember the first one, and they sold the album, and it was a...
The ticket prices. I have both a press pass, and we bought tickets, because I didn't figure that Meredith wanted to hang around behind stage with me, so we bought a couple of tickets. It's the same price as you pay for going to a Madonna. I bought the tickets the same day we bought the Madonna tickets for next week here in Boston. And you all know, any of you go to any of these shows, they are pretty... If you get a decent seat, it's going to cost you a couple hundred bucks.
Yep.
Not cheap.
So they make the money by selling the
make
seats.
Make the money by selling concert. Seats. They have a lot of advertising. It's focused on this sort of thing. Let's see. There's one other thing that's tied to it, and I've forgotten what it is. But there are all kinds of things.
They probably have albums that they sell.
Yeah, they do. So anyway,
what's the matter?
I'm having a... Sounds like the coming to land here. A landing strip.
Is that an airplane?
No, that's a drone. Right over my back room here. That's
the house. I can hear it.
It's a drone.
Yeah, I can too.
Got a drone.
They're scary.
They are.
Is it somebody you know?
Well, I don't know. Can somebody be in a drone?
No.
It doesn't say on the side of it what it is.
Somebody very small.
Yeah. Yeah. That woman who's on Mars. She's doing a drone. Anyway.
What was a drone doing way out there?
Who knows? Well, when I did the stuff for the farm, we had a drone come in and do all those pictures of you.
Sure,
I think
yeah.
you can see them at easleyfarm.com.
I think they're really dangerous. I think they're going to be delivery systems, and they're spying, and I want one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, anyway, if you want one. The farming community in America plays a large role in polluting the air in our country. That is what a study that you and I paid for, federal government the EPA says that farming causes a number of pollution problems and certain death for numbers of people in America. Now, you can imagine when I look at that, how I want to grab onto that and look and study and shake this out. Smog and the ancillary things that come out of animals, as well as the tractors that are used. So, and this isn't just in our country, by the way. This is in industrial nations around all around the world. So, if the family farmer doesn't have enough trouble dealing with the EPA and their morons, and the FDA and their morons, and the USDA and their morons, here comes this next attack on farming. And that's what it is. This is an attack against farming and farmers. It's unprecedented. And the people who paid for the study are the ones who want you to eat processed food. That's how really rank this stuff is. That doesn't catch the headline. What catches the headline is these activities cause pollution deaths. So you tell me, if we don't have farms and farmers, isn't everybody going to be dead? Unless they eat the processed food that the people who sponsored this study are developing and feeding to you.
But don't they have to grow the processed food
before
they process it?
No, there's a lot of stuff. But I mean, I'm sure I suppose something has to be.
Am I missing something?
Well, there's a lesser extent, Roberta. Yeah. But there are a lot of things. Look at the ingredients of a lot of this stuff. A can of beans, for example. Yeah, you got to grow the beans. But what else is in there that is acting as sustenance or food? Yeah, I mean, there are very few things that don't have some kind of food in them, but the less that's grown and the more that can be produced by chemicals or whatever other stuff they use for processing, that's what we're getting. I mean, look at the quality of the food. Go up and down the aisle where there are cans of food.
I just did this. I'm on the Whole 30 challenge, eating clean, no processed foods for 30 days. And my wife and I spent hours inside Whole Foods, Trader Joe's, and the local Giant figuring out, okay, what's good and what's not good.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a challenge.
That is.
You can find stuff. You can find diced tomatoes that don't have sugar or lecithin or whatever it is. And you can
lecithin is not bad for you.
Lecithin is not bad. But you can find meats that don't have certain chemicals, sugars, and everything. But it's
not easy.
It takes a while.
You know, I did the same thing. We did the challenge for the food stamp, the SNAP challenge. And I had the same problem of not only finding good stuff, but cheap stuff. I mean, it took, usually I can go to the grocery store, which I hate doing anyway, and it takes me 20 minutes. It took me like 3 hours because I had to figure out, it had to be on a budget, and I wanted it to be healthy. I mean, you can eat Cheerios for a week, and that's fine. I wanted it to be sustainable and healthy. And it takes a long time. But Doug, I read that study, and I think the study wasn't anti-farmer as much. I mean, we know that farming is one of the most dangerous professions.
Very dangerous.
All right, so that's
if you're not careful.
Number two, that we know that animals leave a huge carbon footprint, and I think that was really more than just
anti-farmer. There's a whole lack of information when it comes to the contention that the methane gas comes out of a cow is ruining or polluting the atmosphere.
No, it's not. It wasn't that as much as that. For example,
how much they get fed, and we have to pay for the corn.
Yeah, and then you have to
water.
Yeah.
Okay, so my counter to that is something which you may or may not have heard, and then we have to pause for a moment. If you understand what comes out of the back end of a cow, after their four stomachs and the rumination that takes place, the working through the amazing, I mean, it's for no other reason, the way it works, never mind all the other stuff, but think of what the cow, I'm looking at my pasture, I can count 19 heifers out in front of me right here that are 400 feet away from me. They're eating the grass of the pasture. That grass will go through stomach number one to stomach number two, number three, number four, and then what's left that hasn't been digested gets excreted. If you follow where that cow poop is, and you watch what happens over the next week or so, there are microbes that are part of the digestive process that cows entertain, shall we say. Those microbes come out in the poop, and they get into the soil, and they make the soil, they regenerate. They work, you know how microbes work in the soil. You can go to any number of good hardware stores and buy microbials to put in your lawn, because that's really what makes the lawn thrive. It's microbial action to eat away at the things that are in the soil. They digest the stuff that's there. They excrete it, and that's where the green comes from that you see around a pile of poop. And that what it does is then enhance
fertilizer.
That's right. It enhances the photosynthetic process. So the chlorophyll that is in all of the green plant life that's used to exchange the carbon dioxide monoxide to oxygen. I mean, all of this happens, and nobody ever talks about that. They only talk about, oh, the gas that comes out of the cows, that's really bad, and it stinks. Ha, ha, ha. It's so stupid. So, anyway, did you learn something in that exchange, Joy?
That you didn't like that report at all. It was very clear. There's people who do sustainable farming by moving like chicken from and they
move
around another animal in that place. It's not a simple solution. It's not a simple process.
No, but the report was simplistic in its findings, and that was kind of my point. Thank you for helping me make it. 45 past the hour, 60 seconds away from Dr. Harlan Ullman, who will react or talk with us about the European Union's refugee crisis here on Good Day.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org. Number 3030.
Dr. Harlan Ullman joins us here on Good Day. He has been for a number of years a major player in the formation of our national security policy, worked with NATO, worked all over Europe, serves as senior advisor now for the Supreme Allied Commander in Europe, one of NATO's two strategic commanders. I could spend all our time, Dr. Ullman, talking about your background, but let's talk about the refugee crisis and how it's going to be settled. How is this problem going to be solved?
It probably isn't. This is a catastrophic situation. There are 8 million displaced Syrians, 4 million out of the country. And it's the problem from hell, because the original source of this clearly is a civil war that Bashar al-Assad has been fighting against his people for the last 4.5 years. It has been intensified by the emergence of the Islamic State in Syria and in Iraq. And unfortunately, there are just so many cross-cutting problems with no good solution that this is just going to be a tragedy that is probably going to play out in its current situation and get worse before it gets better, because the alternatives are very difficult. The Russians, as you know, have intervened more heavily in Syria with military troops. The Iranians are playing a role. Can the United States be able to do a deal with Mr. Putin in Russia and the supreme leader in Iran? Possibly, but very, very difficult. The current administration strategy is not working. On Wednesday, the Senate Armed Services Committee, chaired by John McCain, had a hearing in which it destroyed the lack of progress of the administration in trying to put together a strategy. We were supposed to train 3,500 Syrian fighters at the cost of $500 million. About 50 were trained. They were all captured. And when asked how many Syrian fighters do we have in the fight, the answer was 4 or 5. So this is not an easy situation. It's a desperate situation. And every option has got all sorts of obstacles to it. If you want to establish a safe haven in Syria. It's going to require the presence of extensive ground forces and air forces to protect. You could get into a confrontation potentially with the Russians. So this is a tragedy, and unless or until the other countries are prepared to put in hundreds of thousands of troops to take over Syria and run it for God knows how long, this is literally the problem from hell.
All right, so how much is this going to trickle into America in terms of actual bodies coming here?
Who knows? The clearance process is difficult. The administration said they will take 10,000. I think that number has got to be upped. But how many will get here between now and however long it takes is very difficult to predict. But the brunt right now is in Europe. And one of the unforeseen consequences of terror and the Islamic State is generating all these refugees, because how do you take Europe to accommodate possibly 1 million, 2 million people who are on the move? You see what's happening in Croatia. The Germans have said, I think rather dramatically, that they will take 800,000, but bringing in nearly 1 million people into a country of population of 60 million is exceedingly difficult. And the Islamic State, advertently or inadvertently, has now created this crisis, which is putting great stress on Western democracies. And this is one of the things we have to learn to live with in the 21st century, as terror and Islamic radicalism poses new and much different types of threats to the West.
Yeah.
Dr. Ellman,
we don't have time, unfortunately. Yeah. But there are good things in this new book you might want to read, Joy. A handful of bullets. And so you might want to check out how to get that book. Harlan Ullman, ULLMAN.net. is how you check out his book. Dr. Ullman, thank you for being here on Good Day.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
I'm here with my partner and nine other people. See, we're dying, man. You know? You're going to see our brains on a sidewalk. They're going to spill our guts out. Now, you're going to show that on television? Have all your housewives look at that instead of as the world turns? I mean, what do you got for me? I want something for that.
Easy Living by Uriah Heep, featured in the movie Dog Day Afternoon. That was Pacino's voice you heard there, the number one movie during this week in 1975. You have some more from that, Richie, I think, yeah?
You know something, people? You're going to be remembered the rest of your lives for the day you got held up and kidnapped. When you keep away from this bank, or we're going to start throwing bodies out the front door one at a time. You got that?
Charming.
Wow, listen to how
you know the guy who, there was a documentary done about the guy who was, who Al Pacino played. He's still alive and walking around. around, and he sort of does it through the documentary, shows you all the places, and it's very complicated because he was supposedly getting his lover a sex change operation, and then he had a sex change operation. It's very complicated. It's a fascinating story.
Really?
Yeah.
And what do you,
came out last year.
What do you remember most about this movie? Joy is very good at movies. She reviews a lot of them for people in New York. And you, what did you say? There were 7 movies coming out this weekend?
Yeah, a bunch. So you want me to wander you through them?
In a moment. We'll pause for a moment. And then Chucker's off today, so Joy will take his stead. And we'll go through some of the movies that are coming out for this weekend. Lots of them. Let's see how many you think will be good. Coming right up on Good Day.
This is a Multiview special report. Brought to you by State Farm. State Farm claims data show that the chances of you having a claim from colliding with a deer while driving have remained the same over the past year. Statistics also show the likelihood more than doubles during the months of October, November, and December. Dave Phillips from State Farm.
Injuries, vehicle damage, and even fatalities can result from collisions with deer. However, you can avoid being a statistic with just a few precautions. Remember to practice safe driving habits like drive 2 and 2, 2 eyes on the road, 2 hands on the wheel, and watch out for animals on the road.
Any other good tips?
Always practice caution when in known deer zones, and when you see a deer on the road, avoid swerving. When there's no oncoming traffic at night, use your high beams, and of course, don't rely on devices like deer whistles. Lastly, scan the road as you drive for deer and other animals.
For more on how you can protect yourself while driving, go to statefarm.com.
Flu season's on the way, but there are steps you can take now to be prepared, like getting your flu shot. And Walmart makes it simple. Just walk in anytime to get your flu shot from one of our certified pharmacists. No appointment necessary. To make it even easier, we accept most insurance plans. A flu shot's your best shot at staying healthy this flu season. And Walmart can make taking that simple step easier than ever.
Some immunizations may not be available in all locations due to state law restrictions on pharmacist-administered immunizations. Age restrictions may apply.
Hi, Joy. On the horizon this weekend are 7 movies. You want to pick Black Mass?
It's a favorite movie, not at all.
No.
I think there was it's the story of Jimmy Bulger, whose name is Whitey.
Yep.
Johnny Depp is terrific in it. A huge cast. Kevin Bacon is in it. Joel Edgerton plays
Kevin
Conley,
Bacon's
the FBI guy. But there are like 15 different stories. Benedict Cumberbatch plays his brother. And they didn't choose a story. They just throw everything at you. That Whitey was the biggest criminal. His brother is a big deal. That was an interesting story. His boyhood friend who headed up the FBI. Interesting story. They just throw all the stories out. I don't think it worked. Johnny Depp is terrific.
The movie works, but you think Johnny Depp is good in it?
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's such a down key role. People are saying Oscar. I don't think so, but it's awfully early to know. Everest is terrific. It's a story of Into Thin Air about the climbers on Everest, and fantastic cast. It's in 3D. I hate 3D. Unbelievable shots of the mountain and the climbing.
They did it on Everest, right? They shot a lot of it on Everest itself,
yeah.
Correct?
Yeah. It's unbelievable. The tension, and I knew it was going to happen because I'd seen In Thin Air, and it's a terrific movie. And it will blow your socks off. So Everest, much better choice. Black Mass, I said, will do some. I was really disappointed in it. Sicario is going to be kind of one of those little sleeper movies. It stars Emily Blunt, Josh Brolin, Benicio Del Toro, and you talk about conspiracy theories about the United States and drug traffic. Amazing. Captive, he's got Kate Mara and the great David Aiello. I thought it was a little hokey. Pawn Sacrifice is about Bobby Fischer.
Danny Aiello is back?
No, David Aiello, who played Martin Luther King in Selma.
Oh, yes, mm-hmm. Okay.
And he's terrific.
Was good. He was good.
Pawn Sacrifice has got Tobey Maguire playing Bobby Fischer and Liev Schreiber playing Boris Spassky. It's terrific as well. So lots to choose from this weekend.
Mm.
I think the number one movie, who knows, it may be Black Mass. It's not the best movie ever. It's terrific. You know, the front runner probably be Maze Runner, The Scorch Trials. But it's what people are going to go see.
All right. Wish I were... I don't wish I was in Los Angeles, but that's where I get to see 3 movies by going to the theater and just staying there. I think it'd be a good weekend for that.
Yeah.
Dr. Joy Brown, and Roberta Fasinelli, Rich McFadden, Kenny Kessler on Good Day at 59 past the hour.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.